Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so you wake up in the hospital. You've got amnesia. You don't remember anything about your life except your two good friends who are there in the hospital, a boy and a girl, man and woman. You're all in your 20s. And the man and the woman are dating, but they're very happy to see you. And you're like, okay, well, at least I have friends, right? Like, I don't remember what happened. And as you start to get like more pieces of your life like back, you're like, oh, my father died under mysterious circumstances. I have a ton of money. And you're like, okay, well, I can still center myself with my relationship with these friends who are dating. And one friend, the guy, is doing great, right? He's just like rocking and rolling. Everyone likes him. But the girl, she's not doing so good. She lost her job. She's depressed. She's not being seen in the relationship. And then she's like, she calls you up like without the man knowing, is like, can we hang out? I just need like someone to talk to. And you're like, yeah, okay. And so like you're hanging out and you start like, you make omelets together and like you kind of fuck up the omelet, but like it's a cute moment. And then she leans in and kisses you and you kiss her back. And it kind of rules for a second, but she runs out because she, you know, it's a lot to process. And that's when you remember your dad was a supervillain who was killed by this male friend of yours. What do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
What is this from?
This is Spider-Man 3.
This is Spider-Man 3. This is James Franco.
This is Harry Osborn.
Yes.
I forgot about this.
And MJ, yeah.
And MJ, yeah. I forgot about this. Wow.
The movie starts with like him as like the new goblin, like sort of on the hunt, like chasing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And like they have a kick-ass action sequence, like way better than belongs in this shit, in this turn of a movie. He hits his head and Peter like brings him in and then he has amnesia, and which fucking dumb, like we're building up three movies worth of character relationships, yeah, and then like wipe him out with amnesia. What are we doing? He gets his smooch on with Mary Jane Watson.
The tension was always there.
It was always there.
It was always there.
It was always there. From the second that they were on screen, I was like, Peter. Peter, watch out. Yeah.
What he decides to do is he like bullies Mary Jane into breaking up with Peter.
Mm.
And that's it. Like,
yeah.
Then he has to invent a flying snowboard.
He already has it. Already has the flying snowboard.
Wait, does he end up trying to be with her though? Or just he just wants to break them up.
He just wants to break them, like,
because he feels rage against,
right, and then tries to kill him. Spider-Man. But then also like teams up with him too, so to fight Venom and Sandman.
Right. Wow, pieces of this movie are really coming back.
That movie was like a fucking Yahtzee shaker of a plot.
Yeah. Four of a kind.
All villains. I watched it again recently, and like it still sucks, but like it's great how like the individual like themes of the villains like do line up in ways that like make sense to motivate Peter and everyone to like do what they do. So it's like a conceptually sound movie, but like the just individual moments of it are real rough to watch.
Yeah.
But what do? You're Harry Osborn.
Okay. Well, instead of just being like, I'm going to break you guys up and then like, I guess do revenge. Well, you no matter what, you still feel this connection to this girl, right?
Yeah.
I think you keep pursuing that.
She has a boyfriend.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess I would still be a villain because I think I would just be like, he's got to go.
So essentially you would do the movie.
I would kind of do, but I would still try to be with her.
I would seduce her, murder the boyfriend, yeah, and rule my evil empire with an iron fist.
Yes, that's what I would do.
But you would use like words, right? You would talk to her and be like,
oh yeah,
there's something here we should explore.
Yeah, I would be like, can
he appears
coffee
in her apartment and slams her up against the wall with his hand. It's bad.
Oh no, I would not do that. I think I would be like, hey, let's get coffee and like talk. That was weird, right? Like, I'm sorry. Like, but I do feel like there's something, right? Like, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, I have amnesia. Play that card.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What are you guys doing? Play the amnesia card,
honestly,
Mary.
Honestly, though, but you also have money. So part of me says, move to LA.
Yeah.
Start a new life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You don't need this like crazy Spider-Man guy.
It's true.
You don't need to be in this messy relationship. Like, you go live.
No, that's a great point.
And Start over.
He never even considers that.
No.
He's just like, he's a New York boy.
No, but you're so
but
right.
He's not,
like, he is like, he is doubling down on this bullshit here when like the world's a big place.
Yep.
Like literally go anywhere else and you don't have to deal with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He pretty much doesn't
Spider-Man
leave.
Is very local.
Yeah.
Hyper local.
Yeah. Just like, maybe even just like move to Jersey or something.
Yeah.
Like,
you can change boroughs and not have to deal with Spider-Man.
Yeah. Move to Park Slope. He's not going to be there.
There you go.
Yeah.
And there's lots of girls in Park Slope.
Lots. And they're so artsy.
Yeah.
And look, does he want to be with a failed actress? No.
No.
But the third one, doesn't she have like a Broadway show or something though?
That she gets fired from right away.
There we go, the fail.
They're like, we're actually going with a younger cast member.
Well, we should have done with Dear Evan Hansen. They're like, we're casting Dear Evan Hansen. I mean, wait, we're casting Ben Platt in your role.
I like the idea that his name is Dear Evan Hansen.
Shooties.
I mean, short of that, you could like go to a magic shop and find a witch and like get some spells, get a love potion, get a death curse.
Right. It's the Marvel Universe. There's got to be someone over there who can hex something or curse something.
We're talking curse ships today.
Whoa!
Because it's the beginning of the spooky season.
Yeah.
It is. It's time to get spooky, guys.
It's October 1.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like spooky season.
Me too.
I'm very excited. I feel like today we're going to get a lot of like vaguely maybe cursed people and a lot of like, fuck you, I want to make you get grossed out because of my cursed ship.
I'm a little nervous about the cursed ships.
Yes.
Yeah. When cursed or cursed ships was originally proposed, I said that we always do cursed ships. There's always at least one.
Yep.
But I'm glad that we're doing it. I'm glad that it's going to be a whole ep of curse.
Welcome to my playground, bitches. Oh, no.
Do you want to kick us off, you fucking monster?
Yeah. Okay. So there's this game called Pinewood Island, okay? It's a dating sim.
Okay.
You are going out. Ooh, you're going to this island and you're gonna do some research because you are a student and you're doing like a school trip thing where you get like credits or whatever. And the second you get there, there's a variety of love interests that you can meet. One of the people that you meet, though, is this creepy professor who like tries to hit on you, but he dies.
Oh,
so then it's like, oh my god, who killed him? And there's like different love interests. There's like this one guy. He's very confident. He has like long red hair. He's like kind of athlete type guy.
Okay.
There's another guy who's like really into art and like horror and he like if you choose his path, like he's really into investigating the murder. So he'll like help you investigate. And then there's this other guy, Ray, who like the second you meet him, he's like, you're beautiful. I love you.
Oh,
and
love
it's kind of like
weird. So obviously when I start playing it, I'm like, well, I'm gonna do Ray because he's weird. Turns out Ray is the murderer.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the only way you can successfully romance this person is if you, because there's different things you can do every day.
Yeah.
Right? You can choose to spend time with people. So you can usually choose your like love interest. Right. You can try and calm everybody down. And you're supposed to do that once a week. And if you don't do that, someone dies.
Yeah.
Because they like freak out and try to escape the island.
Just like in real life.
Just like in real life.
Yeah.
Or you can look for clues. So I played this game through a couple times. I romanced the art guy first.
Yeah.
And then I figured out who the killer was. And I was like, well, I should try to romance the killer, see what that's like. So basically, in order to successfully romance him, you cannot look for clues ever. So like every day you're just like, la, 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 la.
He's just pretty like, insecure about getting caught. Yeah. I was like, I heard you were looking for clues last week. Oh,
so you just don't look for clues ever, ever, ever. And all you do is play board games with him. So you just play board games with the murderer. Geez. And when he tells you, so he eventually is like, I mean, he's very obviously the killer because, like, there's, like, a lot of things with him. So he kills him. He kills the professor because he saw the professor try to, like, assault you.
Oh.
And so he, like, later murders
him. Oh, it's because he loves you.
It's because he loves you.
Just the same reason he keeps you in a cage in his basement.
Yeah.
Well, so that's one of the endings I got.
Oh, no. Shit.
Because, so if you, so my ship is my main character with the murderer.
Okay.
Ray. And basically, so there's many endings you can get with him. None of them are good. So one of the endings is that he confesses to you at the end.
Yeah.
He's also acting like very weird. It's very obvious he's the killer. Like he's like any other person. He's like, he's dangerous. I should eliminate him. And you're like, what? And he's like, nothing. And then
I didn't say eliminate. I said
distract.
Avoid.
And then there's like a part where he's like, do you remember the first time we met? And you're like, not really. And he's like, it was raining. You offered me an umbrella. We walked together. We went to class. And then you find out that he is not a student at your school. He snuck his way onto the trip. He just has been sitting in your classes and auditing them because he's in love with you.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
And then so at the point where you are like, it cannot end well for you.
Yeah.
Like at the point where he's confessing to you that he murdered the guy, you are fucked no matter what.
Yeah.
So the first choice that I did, because I saved and then I played through all the things so I could see all the different endings. So the first choice that I did was he told me that he murdered him and I was like, that's good. And then I framed another student for the murder.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then the end was that we are like a murder team.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Which isn't that bad. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to tell him like, that I have to tell the police.
Yep.
So you tell him that you tell the police and he's like, yeah, you're right. And then it just cuts to a year later. He locks you in his basement. It's like you wake up and it's the sunlight is streaming through the basement window. And you're like, wait, what? And it's like he keeps you locked in his basement and only comes down to feed you and play acoustic guitar at you.
No.
That is cursed.
That is so cursed. What does he play?
Oh, originals.
Oh.
He doesn't even do covers.
No, originals. That he wrote for you.
Okay.
No, not okay.
There's
worse.
No, there's worse. No good option.
No.
Like.
And then one of the other options is that you help him cover up the crime. You don't frame anyone else.
Yeah.
But you're just like on the run and you're just always scared of like what might being caught or whatever. But that's my cursed ship. It's Ray, the murderer.
And you,
I guess.
And
the
your
player.
Name.
And me, Kelly Nugent.
your name here. Insert your name.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, did I like it? Here's what I liked about the ship. That, like, in order for it to work, like, you literally have to actively pretend murders are not happening.
Yeah,
all
funny.
Around you every day.
That's right.
And it's every day for 3 weeks. You make the choice every day for 3 weeks to not look for clues and instead play Scrabble with Ray.
Like, in a world where solving the murder is the thing
it's
to
the
do.
It's the thing to
it's
do.
It's the event of the season.
Yes.
It's solving this fucking murder.
Yes. It's literally like, do we solve the murder or do we do nothing?
I don't know, Kelly. I'm afraid you're getting too wrapped up in this relationship. Do you even know this guy?
Yeah, so that's my ship.
But being like being co-murderer with him, like at the end, like going on being like a Dexter assistant.
Well, and also it's very Dextery how you guys do it, because you find out that he only murders people that he thinks are bad, which is maybe not great. Maybe. His like dad abused him or something, so then he's like he wants to kill like evil men. So like you help him kill people that are getting away, like who don't get arrested or whatever for like rape or murder or whatever.
They didn't quite, he didn't quite give a chance
no
for the professor to get arrested.
No, he just did it.
He didn't wait for due process.
Judge, jury, executioner. Yeah, yeah, that's my ship.
That's good one. I like it.
Yeah.
Cursed.
Yeah.
Cursed.
So my cursed ship does have a literal magic curse. Do you guys watch what We Do in the Shadows? The series?
Oh, yes.
Oh my God. Can we talk about Nausea and Lazo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to be their third?
Kind of. Yeah. But like,
you're going to get murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, definitely.
I mean, in a way, Guillermo is like already kind of their third. Like he's like the floater in their weird emotionally abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. It's so good. But one of my favorite fucking things that comes up from time to time in the show is Laszlo's witch skin hat.
Yes.
Which
is
a hat he acquired from Nick Kroll, another vampire, years ago, because he went to his house, saw it, tried it on, decided he looked better in it, and stole it. And now for hundreds of years, Nick Kroll and him have been fighting over this hat, trying to get it from each other. But the best part about it is he is obsessed with how he looks in this hat, how fucking cool he is.
Yeah.
Nausea couldn't give two shits about how cool he looks in this hat, because it is literally fucking cursed and it brings doom upon them everywhere they go.
Well, I also just, I love that as a like regular fucking people in a relationship where one person is like, I look fucking great in this hat. And the other person's like, okay.
It's just, there's this scene where Guillermo, who is their roommate's familiar, but he's like very smart. He's much smarter than all the vampires. And he does this reveal like, oh, like I actually, they've tried hypnotizing me so much, it doesn't actually work on me anymore.
Yeah.
And it cuts back to them just trying to hypnotize him, but him being like, it was like always simple shit that I would like do for them anyway. Yeah. So it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Guillermo, go to the basement and get my witch skin hat. And now he just goes, Guillermo, don't you fucking dare. Yeah.
And so he just stands there.
I love it. It's just like this thing in their fucking relationship where it's like, you know, you love them. And Nausea, like, she's got options. She, like, has...
And has exercised those options.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She has...
Yeah, freely. And they don't really seem to mind.
No.
It is what it is, you know? Like, he... It's like kind of beyond jealousy. I think it is just comes with his, he's like leaned into being immortal, like real hard at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And now he is very much been there, done that kind of vampire.
If anything, his jealousy manifests in like, he also slept with that person and he's like, well, they liked me more.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, they didn't.
Yeah.
They liked her
that's
more.
True of like the Baron one. Or whoever he is in the first episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't have genitals, by the way.
No.
That's why he's such a good lover.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just, they're super cute and they got just the right amount of like Fred and Ethel to them.
Yeah.
And I love them. And, you know, again, they're endgame. I love a good endgame.
Yeah, I love them.
Mm. Colin, would it surprise you to know that my cursed ship is also from What We Do in the Shadows?
Really?
I am shocked.
So. There are, it's obviously a show full of vampires, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And vampires, undeniably sexy creatures, right?
Yeah,
like,
sure.
They are creatures of the night, they live forever, they love to fuck. But there's a specific kind of vampire on What We Do in the Shadows, an energy vampire by the name of Colin Robinson.
Yep.
Who's
Colin Robinson.
Colin Robinson. Who's the way he doesn't suck your blood. He just bores you with the most mundane conversation imaginable. You know, an energy vampire in the real world, according to Colin Robinson, that there are hundreds of millions of them. You probably know one. There's one who works in your office for sure. Really early in the series, he meets a different kind of energy vampire, an emotional vampire by the name of Evie Russell, mm-hmm. Played by Vanessa Bayer. And she does a similar thing, except instead of boring people, she saps their emotions by telling them incredibly sad stories. Mm-hmm. And so they're both in the same office, and like you can see them sort of like hunting separately, where like Colin's trying to, you know, tell people, like, re-engage an argument about Q-tips or something. And she's like, oh, my cat has, you know, my cat has this disease and I spent all my money trying to cure this cat. And they eventually like identify each other, right? And they're like, you're a vampire, I'm a vampire, have you ever tried like hunting together? And they go out on, we only see them go out on one date, but the show implies that they've like been at it for weeks. And they go to like a restaurant, and the waiter, like, they just fucking feed off the waiter, and Colin like bores him, and she like makes him sad, and it's just like watching them both like mouths open wide, eyes glowing blue as they're like sucking in all this emotional energy. And they break up at the end of the episode, which like is fine, because like honestly, in terms of like TV, it's funny, but also like is sad and boring at the same time. Mm-hmm. But I think it'd be cool if they could continue to just like hunt forever. Mm-hmm. One person boring the fuck out of their prey and the other one making them too sad to function.
Yeah.
There's a danger in that, because Colin Robinson does, like, when he gets too much power, he becomes kind of legit dangerous. Like, there's another episode where he gets a promotion at work. So now people have to listen to him.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets so much emotional energy that he, like, starts flying and shit like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, keeping them together could maybe disrupt the course of humanity.
But, that's cool, though. Yeah, if it could be a relationship that, like, brings about fucking end times.
Real end game.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's
end game. Literal end game.
Yeah.
And plus, I feel like they... Especially Evie, right? Like, she was dealing with the sort of, like, general, like, malaise of people in, like, the, 2010s. If she were around harvesting misery now...
Oh, my God.
Come on. She'd be so powerful.
She'd be, like, a DoorDash driver. So during the pandemic, she could just go into everyone's safe place.
She's one of those people that would be like, I just really miss being in the office. Like... I think we should all move back to in person now.
Oh my God, our office culture is really what makes this company thrive.
Yeah. Oof. Those things are real, man. You can always tell when there's like an emotional vampire or an energy vampire that's like, there's like, it's Thursday, huh? And you're like, oh God, damn it.
It's funny because like there's a thin line between energy vampire and just extrovert.
Yeah, there is. But you can tell the difference sometimes. Sometimes.
Ryan playing it coy over here.
I am not an extrovert.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's like to not be depleted by other people.
Yeah.
To actually feed on that.
Yeah.
And that energizing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I believe they exist. I'm not trying to deny their reality.
I mean, it's delicious.
Right. There's one right there.
Your energy.
Yeah. I don't like if I'm in a good mood, I'm an extrovert. And if I'm tired, I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
So like if I'm like I'm just thinking back to like my office days, like there were because there was an energy vampire in my office. And like there were days where I was like, I'll talk to him. And I'd just be like, yeah, it's Thursday. But then that was one day out of seven. And then those other days I'd be like, stick a fucking needle in my eye. I don't want to fucking hear about how it's Thursday or how there's coffee in the pot or how like just like any inane bullshit. But he just fucking loved it.
Yeah. And it can be a thing where you're like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's burn an hour. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on if you have the energy to give
or the time. Yeah.
Yeah. If they're coming to suck energy, like if you got it, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. I wasn't using it.
This is just sitting here, man. I'm fucking playing Minesweeper.
Ryan, do you have a cursed ship?
I do. And I rewatched this movie just to make sure that I still shipped it. And I do, even though it's problematic. And it happens way too fast. And one of them is a prisoner of the other one. But he's also cursed. And his whole castle is cursed.
Oh my God, what is it?
And all of his little servants are cursed to be inanimate objects or animate.
Yes. Oh.
So it's Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, and I'm not the first person to bring this up, but it does strike me upon watching it. We find out two facts, that he has until his 21st birthday for the last rose petal to fall, for him to fall in love.
Too young.
Didn't realize he was so young.
Well, it gets worse because we also have them say multiple times that it's been 10 years that they've been in that place. So that freaking witch cursed an 11-year-old. She knocked on the door, the 11-year-old.
Yeah. A 10-year-old because it's his 21st birthday.
Are you right? So he's 10. 10-year-old. She knocked on the door. A 10-year-old prince answered. She said, let me in and come stay at your house. He said, no, you can't stay at my house.
Yeah.
And she cursed him.
Amazing.
He did exactly what a 10-year-old should do.
Stranger danger.
A 10-year-old should not be inviting strange old ladies into the house.
Also, oh, the paintings of him aged him up a little, I think.
A little bit.
Because, like, it looks just like him when he's...
Where are his parents?
Oh, they're gone.
So maybe dead.
So maybe those are paintings of his parents.
No, but
no, they're painting just, of like, just pretending him. To be
there's a painting of just him with the witch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That. Yeah.
Wait. So he wouldn't let her into the fucking foyer, but he had a painting of them commissioned?
It's stained glass, right?
I think it's stained glass. I think it's part of the
curse.
I think it's even longer. Part of the curse.
Oh, okay. So she's
stained,
like,
I think when she cursed the house, she also had stained glass.
Like, you are a beast. I'm doing some decorations.
Yeah. Here's some stained glass.
This is going to take 8.5 years.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old boy shouldn't be letting witches in the house.
No, also, that's... his emotional intelligence and maturity is...
Reads as a 10-year-old.
Well, I mean, it's also alarming. Like, I just feel like Belle, I know that she's his captive, but, like, also... I know she falls in love with him, but, like, I just don't know how good it is that she should fall in love with someone who has the emotional maturity of a 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy to me is that, or in rewatching, because I've totally bought the whole thing when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But it is so quick. Like, it's like the next day that they're, like, singing songs to each other. Like, it's so much happens her first night there. Be Our Guest happens her first night there.
Yeah.
The breaking, going into the West Wing and getting yelled by... First night.
Oh, yeah, he gets so mad. Yeah.
She runs away.
Yeah.
It all happens the first night.
I feel like they should have had like 4 weeks later or something. Or like a montage.
How long is she in the castle? One season, right? It snows and then it doesn't.
It's already snow. These are like memories. I made it longer. But no, it's already snowing when she goes.
Okay.
So it's just like a week because Maurice, her dad, comes in, goes home, and then goes to try to find her again. That's like all that happens. And then she goes and helps him.
Wow.
Like, it's very quick. Ugh. Like, disturbingly quick. And so when I was rewatching, I do still ship it. And I think part of what I ship is Angela Lansbury singing that song.
Yeah.
And sure, then dancing in the ballroom. Yeah. That's what it is.
And she's wearing pretty dresses.
There's a beautiful library with all the books.
Oh, the library. I mean, my God.
Though it is funny that they present it as like, I have something to show you, something to, a gift for you. He already had that library.
It's a room he just wasn't going into.
Yeah, he just hadn't been in a while.
It's a little bit white elephant of a gift.
Yeah, it's a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, like presumably his dad built that room. Yeah. And then he just gave it to his girlfriend.
Yeah, he was 10.
Your dead dad's library.
He didn't go shopping for all those books.
No.
It's like, I'm not really a book guy.
Yeah, but I've
got all these books. And she's like, oh shit, I'm all about books. But isn't that also like part of why we can ship it is that like she has this like fantasy of meeting a prince in disguise. Like that's one of the things that she like calls out in the book that she's reading. And actually, I want to go to that lyric for a second because she says that, like, here's where she meets Prince Charming, but she won't discover that it's him until chapter 3.
Yeah.
That's an early reveal.
Yeah.
I think it's
a chapter three reveal.
Unless they're very long chapters.
But it might be
very long chapters.
It's like a third act.
Like a rewrite of Cinderella.
Okay.
Where she might find out he's Prince Charming, but that doesn't mean that she can reveal that she's.
Got it.
Cinderella.
Yeah. It is very early. It is a first act reveal, which is pretty early.
But that explains why she's so into the idea of like finding a prince somewhere, even if it's in a beast.
And then later she sings, he's no Prince Charming, but it's the exact same melody as before when she realized Prince Charming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got you, girl.
Yeah, I still ship it. But it is weird that he was 10.
It's weird.
I can't believe that nobody working on this movie was like, because
Because they could fuzzy up that timeline if they wanted to.
Yeah, you didn't have to say to his 21st year. You could just say 10 years hence.
Yeah. What if, like, he's like in suspended, but then that's the 20. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It could be that he's just in suspended age, right? Like it.
Well, then he's 30.
That's
because he's still living.
Oh, yeah.
Which, honestly, he could be 30.
Yeah.
We don't know how old Belle is.
Right.
We also don't know how, like, beast years work.
Like, right. They could be like dog years.
They could be like dog years.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So he's like 59. He's like 100.
That I'm glad the ship holds up.
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
Were you? I know we've talked about her before, but the feather duster.
Yes.
When she turns back into a human,
she's way hot, but she's too hot for Lumiere.
She's
totally.
Way too hot for Lumiere.
Like,
but
they
I remember
really
like,
could have made Lumiere not look like such a dud.
Yeah.
Like, what
but
was,
she likes some. That's kind of like part of it.
She was I know, but she's like, I remember being really obsessed with her as a kid because I was like, yeah. Oh, wow, she's so beautiful. And I like, I kind of knew she probably was.
Yeah.
As a feather dud. Like, I was like, I just feel like she probably is. And I remember like when we see her turn into a human, I was like, yeah. Oh my God. And then I was like, Lumiere still kind of looks like a candlestick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still looks like his face is made of melting wax.
Yeah. Yes. And but he looks old.
He looks old. That's the yes. part. He looks so old. He looks like he looks like he belongs in like
Dear Evan
Dangerous
Hansen.
Liaisons. Oh, okay. Dangerous Dear Evan Hansen's. But doesn't he? Like, doesn't yeah. he seem like one of those creepy, like old.
Also, in this, again, I know I'm not the first person to bring this up because this film has been relitigated. But Miss Potts is so old.
So old.
And Chip,
is Chip her child?
Great question. She acts like it. He calls her mama.
Right. But that could also be like grandmother, right? Like,
you know what it is? You know what it is? Her daughter got pregnant out of wedlock. And so she's pretending
yeah,
that
that's
it's
right.
the
yep,
second
yep,
yep, child.
And that's why there is she's not in the T-set
right, right,
anymore.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But then how old is Chip?
That's another great question. That argues for he's been 21 this whole time. But the
suspended.
Movie says until your 21st birthday.
Right.
It's the movie's fault. But yes, somebody, I think some people working on the movie were under the impression that everyone was frozen in time for that 10 years.
I think they were.
But the opening of the movie tells you it's until there's birthdays involved.
Yeah. They should have said he had 21 years to do this or whatever.
Beautiful.
So, or wait, 11
years. Or like 10 years.
Just born before the curse. Because he can't be. Yeah, he can't be any older than 10.
Or cups are reproducing.
Can they?
I don't know. I mean,
slutty cups like Miss Potts' daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.